in the bag.
It's on the way.
It's in the bag.
Wow, what's going on? The aristocrats.
These here boots.
Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me as always, Matthew.
There ain't no bowl can hold my feces down.
Steve.
There ain't no deck can hold Derek's shit alone.
Steve.
Your boots are too heavy.
And we got Dawson.
Hello.
Playing a little GTA 5.
Hello. Hello.
He is not live.
Hello. Oh, there we go. Found it. Perfect.
Does he have any audio?
No. He has negative.
Yeah. I think I hear myself now.
Okay.
Great. I'm just going to turn you up as needed.
Yeah.
Just raise your hand whenever you want to say something.
Yeah, if you want to say something, just wave at me and I'll turn you up.
Like voice.
Otherwise, we'll just hear you talking about your video game the whole time.
You don't mind if I put my boot there, do you?
Wow. The chain actually goes under your heel. What is the point of that?
It's just a fashion thing.
What is the point of that?
It's a fashion thing.
It's a fashion thing.
It's old-fashioned. Old-fashioned hamburgers.
Oh, my God.
I could use it for a chain wallet.
So, yeah, aristocratsradio.com.
I bought them on a ska website. What do you want?
We're also... We're also doing a little bit of a cheap move, I think. But
we have no other choice. We can't get people to listen to this godforsaken show.
Sure, we can. Lots of people listen, but
that's a lie. He's Jewish and he's lying.
Wow,
we had 900 downloads last week.
They're probably all the same guy.
Maybe out of all the shows we've done in the last year
ever.
I think if it was me with four different other guys, it'd be good.
Yeah. Ew.
Gross. Well, we have Dawson on Twitch playing some GTA 5, and we got the show going on over him. So you can go to twitch.tv/aristocratsradio.
Which is being hosted right now on Combat Network.
Really? Yes. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's just going to show whatever we're doing on my channel until we're done.
Oh, okay.
So that means it can't be racist or anything?
You know what? Half the people who stream things say nigga constantly. So
all right. I'll just leave the ER off. I'll just say nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, cool.
Plus, the most black people that care don't have fucking Twitch and shit. Well,
there you go. we're already off. They already kicked us off. We're done.
Yeah. They couldn't buy with their EBT card.
We got
yet.
Commercials and everything here like this.
Oh, really?
Did we get kicked off already?
No, we're good. But I'm going to bring up video now for the game.
Okay.
Oh, great.
I was going to say, we got kicked off for saying most black people who don't.
Obama's fucking personally monitoring.
We could technically put a video camera up for Dawson, too.
Obama wants to edit Fox News, ISIS coverage.
He definitely
and
does.
The aristocrats.
And the aristocrats.
I mean, that guy's got balls, dude. He basically said, this is how we need to report things, like saying, i.e., the way I want to hear them. Like, okay, douche.
Can we put up a video camera for Dawson?
Who the fuck wants to look at him in his stained up Ranger shirt?
Right, I know. He's got a fucking.
Really gross.
He's got barbecue sauce in a headlock.
I just put his audio on.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It sounds weird. Everything's repeating itself over and over and over.
You know what? Let me see if I can correct that.
Oh, yeah. Let's break down that fourth wall.
Well, try it now.
This is professional.
Let's see if it. I'm hearing the
replay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
You're hearing the replay of the game? Oh, hold on. For some reason, it was playing on the other one, so it should be good.
Oh, okay.
Give it a second, and she cut out.
I think it's good now.
Very all professional.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we decided to have some...
I hate that. Do you know how often I hear on professional like radio...
Where they're playing it.
And something happens that you're like, wow, I can't believe that happened on... Because it just happens.
Yeah.
It just happens. You can't be like in control of everything at all times.
Yeah.
Tell that to Obama.
Well, he can be with his tentacles.
But you know what? If... You just blew Steve up. If I was a president, I would want to dictate what I see on TV, too.
I'm going to tell you what I think.
You know what? I don't want to wake up and see that shit and be like, you know what? Play Ren and Stimpy in the morning.
I don't think that's quite his point. I think it's his point that he wants the chicken and waffles on TV.
Oh, come on.
What?
Grilled chicken or fried?
Fried, what do you think?
He's on a diet.
It don't matter.
He's doing good. He quit smoking.
Oh, Dawson fucked up his car.
And this is what we didn't want.
Yeah, don't sit around.
Yeah, you can't have Steve looking
don't
at it because he's going to get zoned out.
Yeah, do not
Steve,
commentate Steve, as much
watch
as you want.
Me.
To.
Just doing,
watch
I'm going to throw
me.
Up.
He's like a semi-retarded dog. He just stares at stuff.
And you're just a fully retarded faggot.
Well, we decided to have some burgers and dogs before the show.
Yeah.
And
Matt ate them all.
A lot of burgers and a lot of dogs. And for some reason, everything Dawson touched ended up on his fucking Rangers shirt.
Right.
Is it like good luck to fucking spill shit on a Rangers shirt or something?
Like, I was just talking to him.
You're dribbling
sudden, like,
ass.
Yeah, he just like, he opened his mouth and like, saliva
yeah.
just like
yeah.
dripped out of
he
his
was
mouth.
Just
he was
so
Jaws
excited.
Or something.
He went to drink a soda and it spilled over all of his shirt. He has a huge barbecue stain on it.
I mean, first off, I got to admit, for like a 45-year-old dude or whatever the fuck you are, you have like the worst diet on earth, and you still have the same body
yeah.
that I had at 16.
Well,
were
you
like,
never.
Were
I got
we
news
talking
for you. You never had Dawson's body.
Well,
were
okay,
we talking
the,
about
yeah,
that?
You're right. I had the love handles, but yeah, we did mention that recently.
Wasn't that last week we were yeah. talking about
you
that?
Just, you can eat like an ant eats
yeah.
as a human and will not gain a pound.
Dawson is basically built like a man version of me at 17.
Yeah, whereas Steve and has it, to eat chicken salads from Applebee's because he's afraid of gaining like 2 pounds.
And
yeah.
as I'm describing him, people who don't know him are probably picturing like the guy from the South Park thing. Just this
What's
big
that?
Fat blob
yeah,
playing
no,
a game.
No.
He's like
Casey Jones.
He's the most fit person in this
you're,
house.
You have kind
right
of like
now.
A twink build, you
a
know?
Twink?
Twink. No, no. He's solid.
Like I would totally bury you, dude. Like I would bury your ass.
Bear?
Wow. I think he's hot.
Bear. I'd be like the bear. I'd be like, come here. Come here. You know?
You have to bury it in my ass.
Yeah.
Whoops-a-daisy. Put his microphone on. Just let it roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes more sense anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we were worried that because that headset picks up a lot of the outside noise, so
yeah.
you might actually be able to hear me through his headphones, through his microphone.
It's that sensitive, huh?
It can yeah. be. But we had it worked out pretty good.
Creamy.
Okay. About a sensitive Steve's clit.
Oh, really? Okay.
Hey, Steve,
we got
now,
two viewers
I don't
right
know
now,
if you know this, Steve,
us.
But you used to have a tattoo on the side of your neck, and now you can no longer read it when you look at me.
That's because I got a hot dog there, dude.
His neck is rolling.
Right.
King Kong Bundy, dude. Count the five.
That gullet's rolling.
Five.
I guess I got to eat Oriental chicken salads from Applebee's.
You're, they're all lowercase letters now.
I bet you it's going to be gone anyway.
It's going to be gone.
Wow. My neck will just eat it.
You used to have a tattoo on your neck. Nice.
See, I can hear Dawson breathing into the mic.
Right.
He does that.
Yeah. That's there. There if you want to talk, just bring it in.
Yeah, just shove it in your mouth and you're good.
I wonder if B-Shaps is going to join us.
It's kind of early. Can't Jews like... don't
oh,
wait till
come
he still
on.
Might be at prayer or something.
Will you be serious?
You have to wait till like 7 p.m. when the sun goes down.
Now, last week's show, we talked about the ripoff themes.
Oh, my God.
And I just wanted to bring up one more that Matt found.
Oh, no.
It's another Sid. Let me see if I can find what the fuck is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, turn your phone.
Now, you
Nick.
Should probably, what, turn Dawson's audio down or something like that? Because isn't it going to... Because right now...
Kill him? I don't know. We'll find out.
No, on the...
Hey, nice talking to you, pal.
He just blows up. Too many wires. This is like the most complicated setup we've had.
Probably.
Yeah.
It would only be more complicated if we had the cameras on.
Yeah. Yeah. It is getting somewhat close to my setup for
the
tournament.
Camera's
yeah,
not big
exactly.
enough.
So
see, what Matt's trying to do is slowly make a tournament here.
Yeah.
Without even
we might as well. We'd get more viewers.
Before we know it, we're going to be surrounded by neckbeards.
Right.
Not
with
even.
Fedoras on.
But
not
at
even.
Least, at least
we'll
have
a bunch of fat video gamers
no.
shave their face and
no,
not
the
their
gamers,
neck.
Dude, you're talking about like 100 Asian dudes.
At least we'll have 500 people listening to us.
That's
yeah.
true.
Not by choice.
Right.
So this was Sid's first theme.
But first, here's a Street Fighter match.
No, wait
no, that
was
that's
it?
His late night.
That was the Deep Purple ripoff, right?
That's no, it's Scorpions.
Oh, Scorpions, sorry.
Deep oh, wait, Purple. It's up here. Hang on.
Well, there was a Deep Purple
here
ripoff.
We go. Which is a blatant Led Zeppelin ripoff.
Yeah, it's just a tiny little part of the song that's
yeah.
like kind of manipulated.
This part here.
Into
I don't know what song that
this
is.
It's right here.
Yeah. It's, I'm not like a huge fan of theirs,
it's
but it's
Black
like right
Dog.
At the tip of my tongue.
Black Dog.
But you've heard the song.
I'm sure I have.
Yeah.
Very, you know, popular
monotonous. My God.
The actual song is not like that.
Yeah, no.
I'm trying to think what song it is, though, and I can't think of it, because I like a lot of Led Zeppelin. Houses of the Holy? No. That's...
Not only is it a ripoff, but it's pretty much porn music.
I know.
Yeah, it is.
All that, I just picture like...
all that like early 90s WF shit or WCW.
Nice, two visuals on the radio.
Yeah.
He can't help it, that's why.
Where's the camera?
He can't help it. He loves sucking dick.
Especially here.
So, yeah, that was just another one. It's not like a direct ripoff like his fucking Deep Purple one or whatever.
That was so bad.
Which was so bad.
And I've always loved the Mr. Perfect Exodus, the original.
That was just lifted right from public domain.
Yeah.
Same thing with Randy.
I would love to do a show from Yestercades during a Mortal Kombat X tournament.
Oh, we totally could.
I want to.
Ken already told us. I don't know about during
I will enter for free and beat everyone.
Yeah, no, you won't.
I guess
Jason. Anyway.
Yes.
On to more important things. I'm being told that the audio is still echoing.
On Twitch?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fucking shit.
I don't know what to tell
that's
you.
That's what we
you
say
know
around.
How many times they heard that too?
That's what we say around
tough
these
fucking
parts.
Fucking shit.
It's Jason.
tough shit.
Listen to another show.
Matt, do you still do the Ultimate Mortal Kombat?
Go away.
Sometimes.
It's not as popular as it once was?
Because there's other games.
Yeah. Right, no, so I'm just saying, I don't know, so I'm asking. Yeah.
But you ask that because you like hope that nobody plays it anymore.
No, that's what I would want to play.
So you can still be Striker and beat people in Mesko's video.
Right. In the back, he's like, good, finally. Stop playing.
No, what was the last Mortal Kombat I played I whooped your nit's ass at?
Never.
No,
yeah, right.
At my house.
MK9?
I think so.
Well, Matt doesn't play on controllers no more.
What
plays
was it like? I think it
panels.
Was. Who was it?
Panels.
Whatever you call them.
I think it was Johnny Cage. I was fucking both of you up.
I think you beat me once out of like 150 matches.
Right. Which is like, that's pretty good.
So he's got like Obama statistics.
And then Nid stepped up to the plate and he didn't even want to stick around. He was like, oh, I can't do this no more.
Bro, I'll go to Sweden, bro. I can't handle this.
Bro, I'm too busy making money hand over fist to be bothered with this.
I'm too busy being a millionaire. Bro. I can't do this.
Right.
Yeah, there's definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Cage.
I think
you
beat me once.
What's that?
I like it. It's probably his
mic. Which is like, that's pretty good.
So it's probably his mic.
I like it, though. It's got a 70 feel.
Do you think
it's
his microphone picking us up?
I don't think so.
Well, turn his mic off. Let's find out. Right. Peace, bro.
Why else would he be doing that?
Oh, I forgot. I have like no audio. And no.
Oh, whoops.
Good job. Here, so it's 2G.
Good job. Good show.
FG.
This is great.
Yeah. Let's listen to ourselves.
Let's listen to Matt.
Just spiral into fucking nothingness.
No wonder nobody listens.
Yeah. I don't blame anybody.
Oh, whoops. Good job.
Yeah, 2G.
Good job. Good show.
FG.
Yeah, it's still
it sounds like you're on an acid trip.
Not to get technical, but I think it is because you have the... Yeah, I think it's because you have the listen thing on, so you can hear the show. I think that's why.
That's what's doing it.
Yeah.
Well, let me
so
turn off
if you turn that off, it'll probably fix it.
Sorry, bro.
But then he doesn't get audio.
He won't hear us, but he can hear him. You can hear the game, right? You just couldn't hear us. Was that the deal? Oh, you don't remember? I don't remember either.
Lots of like world importance.
No, he was able to hear the game, not us.
Yeah.
Well, which is fine. You could just kind of do this and listen to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. All we're doing is making fun of each other.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Well, let's see if that's actually
so now that we did 45 minutes of show prep.
That's right. Anyway.
The game audio doing it?
Yeah, we'll try that. Just try that real quick, and then if not, we'll move on.
You know what else made me twitch? That WCW theme music. It's fixed.
That's right. That's it.
Well, I didn't turn that off, but I did was mute the
the game. We'll try that. Just try that real quick, and then if not, we'll move on.
Oh,
but can you hear the game?
That WCW theme.
This is good.
Right, it's fucking great.
We're not the only people on the show, guys.
It's hard to talk over you.
Just like how I feel at work sometimes, I'm not the only person here.
I know, but I'm kind of relying on Derek for like news stories and shit. I mean,
yeah, we're doing.
Why don't we talk about how I got drunk the other night?
Make fun of each other. Do something.
We can
keep it rolling.
Well, we're good now, right?
Keep it rolling.
We're good now.
I think we're all right.
Okay, cool.
Right.
Keep it rolling.
Yeah.
I hear both. You can hear both. You see, you good?
Yep.
No echo.
only echo if I go like this. I can hear on a delay. Mm-hmm. If I go like this, fine.
All right, cool. All right, so we're good.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the show.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Cool. But I got no game audio, so I don't know what that means.
Eh, whatever. Big wrestling show tonight.
Yeah, Asbury Park.
What is it tonight? What?
Payback.
Asbury Park. Yeah. I want to talk about what are they, what the hell are they doing with Hennig's kid and Mandow?
God only knows.
The last thing I knew was they were doing Axelmania.
Yes, and Damian Macho Mandow.
Really?
Yes, he's coming out as Macho.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't feel very well at all.
Yeah, way to dance on the guy's corpse.
Yeah.
No shit. It's pretty much the worst thing ever. And they did a whole... So they were feuding Curtis Axel as 80s Hulk Hogan and Macho Mandow. They were having like little fights. Now they have come together to go against... what's their faces? The Road Warriors ripoffs. The Ascension?
Right.
And they have named themselves the Meta Powers.
The Meta.
Meta Powers.
Yeah, pretty terrible. Another reason why wrestling should just
because
die.
Because it's a meta reference. Because they're referencing wrestling within wrestling.
Yeah.
So it's meta.
Yeah.
So they're
because
the Meta Powers.
Everything has to do with wrestling.
Yes. Yeah. And so it's the Meta Powers versus... And they even did the whole gimmick where they were fighting and then they did the whole handshake thing.
Yeah.
You know, the big... Going in
that handshake,
mega
power.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. There was like legit heat involved in that, apparently, and it's just kind of indicative of like what we live in now. Like, if you go to like the movies, half the movies now are fucking remakes. Like, nobody has an original idea. Like, why can't anybody come up with an original idea anymore? Like, that bothers me. It's one thing to like pay respects to something. But to just rehash it to try to make a buck, I hate it.
That's pretty awful.
Yeah, but
Mega Powers was popular 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's not popular anymore because guess what? One of those guys is dead. So who gives a fuck?
You're constantly rehashing fucking Terminator.
What? Who are you? Fuck you, you fucking faggot.
With your fake boots and your fake motorcycle.
Yeah, dude, they're going to be really up your ass in a minute.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, no.
It just got hot in here. But yeah, like, come up with your own idea. You know, seriously. That just goes to show they have no creativity. That's why wrestling is terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It really
they
is.
They are reaching.
Dude, reach around is more like it.
Cena and Rusev are going at it again for the belt in an I Quit match. And then Seth Rollins versus Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose.
Gonna be terrible.
For the championship.
When I went to the pay-per-view last month with Matt to a friend's house, they did a cage match. And it was probably one of the worst matches I've ever seen in my life. Literally, the crowd. Now, this was like a main event. And
oh, is this the Hell in the Cell?
Whatever the fuck it was. It was like that fence cage. It wasn't the blue steel. And the crowd was literally so cold. You could like hear individually people like talking or yelling.
Yeah, it felt like one of my old EWA matches.
Yeah, there was 30 people.
There were like 20 people and 5 emotionally invested in the match. And you could hear each individual comment.
For a match like that with that much heat in a steel cage and a basically main event, that place should be going nuts.
Right.
And it was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Nuts and bananas.
Like you could call the finish from the start of the match. It's the wrestling just needs to be, you know,
you
tied up
blatantly
to,
heard.
Tied
reverse
up,
charge.
Tied up behind the barn and shot.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
It really is. No creativity left.
Wrestling's terrible.
The magic's gone.
Except JCW.
Well, there is hope.
It's okay.
In the name of
hope.
Jeff Jarrett.
Is hope back?
His Global Force Wrestling, or GFW, has signed
the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. He's doing great.
To do what?
I have no idea.
He's doing great, doing local shows in Asbury Park.
I don't know.
With a pill addiction.
Dude, stop with that noise, dude.
I know.
Stop it.
Matt
you're just processing your pain.
Matt's going to backhand you.
Matt is in a bad mood.
I know. He's terrible lately. He's so aggressive.
Because you're just annoying.
Holy shit. Oh, wow.
You got to do something else.
Oh, my God. Matt's going to have you fucking evicted from the show.
Wow.
Oh, you picked a good seat, Steve.
You're like the new Vaughn.
I know, right?
Hey, Vaughn, what's up?
All right, bye.
Why they got to tell me? Oh, Jesus.
Try.
I got a lot of haggis here.
I mean, geez, wow. He's so aggressive lately.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Instead of paying attention to the computer aggressive. Monitor, he should pay attention to his Holter monitor. You know what I mean?
He's been a little thorny lately. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I was offered to go to a Canadian tournament this weekend, and I didn't get to.
Oh, that's why he skipped that for this, and he's pissed about it.
Yeah, get paid big bucks, dude.
I know you do. I understand.
And you get some of that sweet, sweet Canadian hashish.
I'd rather.
Ooh, I'd like that.
Yeah.
I'd rather be.
Cocaine's delicious up there.
Mm. I'd rather be broadcasting in front of 1,500 viewers than.
None.
Than 1.5 viewers.
Not even. We don't have any.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we got three right now.
Well, not for long.
Dude, why does this video keep coming on? God damn it.
Turn it off because it's distracting you. Please. And you're not a part of the show now.
Yeah.
It's like Steve on his phone.
I haven't touched it.
Well, you used to. That's the point. Now, Matt is you. That's what I'm.
So, just out of curiosity, I mean, I know I'm not supposed to be doing this, but do you just drive around in that car all day? Same one?
Well, this car in particular, even though he just got blown up, is like super indestructible, and he also has it all armored up. So like you can just go around smashing into things like for probably a half hour, and the car will never blow up. If you do it in any other car, you maybe get like 5 minutes out of it. It's just fun.
I haven't. Oh, jeez, I haven't played one of these.
Dude, look at how ridiculous this game is.
I just like how he's running as fast as Olympians.
Yeah. Do you have the fast run on?
Yeah,
he's got the super run on.
Oh,
super
Jesus jump? Christ, it looks like Mario.
You got super jump, too?
Yep.
Give him some super jump.
Bang.
He's getting in a Hummer right now.
This game, when it first came out, I remember all the cops.
Oh, he just got plowed.
That wasn't a good time to get out of the truck there, man.
All the controversy. Like, you remember when Mortal Kombat came out? It was like parents freaking out, like, it's too violent. Kids are going to be ripping each other's heads off, and their spine's going to be dangling.
Not happening.
And, like, the same thing happened with this, where, like, people thought, like, or well, idiot white parents, I should say.
Yeah,
we're like, oh, you know, this is dangerous and violent. No, it's a game. Like there isn't a rise in carjacking except in black neighborhoods. So like, who cares?
Which is a natural rise in carjackings.
Oh, wow,
are you gonna jack that fire truck, dude?
Well,
you can steal anything, like helicopters and shit. It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to know how to drive them or anything. You just get in them.
Nope. It's like the Matrix.
Jesus Christ.
Like the Matrix.
See, he can just punch this fire truck because he's got a power code on.
There's not like 35 drunk firefighters on it.
You're shooting water too.
Yes. You can actually drown people if you fire enough water at them, they'll just die.
So we're not the aristocrats. We're the Grand Theft Auto commentary game.
Well, I know we're not supposed to do this, but I have never seen this game.
Yeah.
We're the Grand Theft Aristocrats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got that.
It's very involved now.
Oh,
we're taking a minute to acknowledge the fact that we're playing a game right now.
All
right,
Jay Daw. Can you seriously go get like a blowjob from a prostitute?
You absolutely can.
Can you get a prostitute blow?
You can choose whether you want.
I want
that
you
or
to
not.
Do that right.
Did
now.
Did it show boobies?
Sure thing.
Think so.
I can get a chubby on a cartoon.
Do we need an explicit tag on this?
I want to see
some. We're not allowed to show. We're not probably not allowed to show.
Not even pixelated cartoon boobies?
Can I see a cartoon?
Probably not.
Like tit.
maybe later.
I got
that cartoon like blonde in the bikini was kind of hot, man.
I can't lie. I kind of have a semi still from all the dolls.
Yeah,
I thought it was the other one, Kate Upton.
She was like Lilo, dude. I like that.
I don't know. I heard Lindsay Lohan tried to sue because she said it looked just like her.
Oh, that was cute.
She probably tried to sue because she needed more Coke.
Speaking of needing more Coke, Dawson, can you hand me that unopened Coke over there?
Wow. Where's Megatron with our Coke?
Speaking of Lindsay Lohan, she's doing her community service.
Finally, like 6 years later.
Blowing men?
Well, she's gardening, and she's doing it in, like, a little black dress.
Please bring up that picture instead of fucking Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I want to see this.
Yep. She's a little skinnier, but I've always had the hots for her because I like them redheads,
and
dude.
She's such a pig.
She's so...
Dude, I would get an eight ball, and I'd make her sniff it off my cock.
I would chop her nipple off with those fucking hedge clippers and just chew it like bubblegum all day.
Dude, I would make her pussy snort Coke. And then I would snort it out of her pussy.
You make it? It already does.
He make it.
Dude, I saw a picture once, like on an SNL skit, and they were talking about like Tina Fey making fun of like, it was Paris, Brittany. Paris, Brittany, and Lilo in the car. I was like, dude, I had the biggest boner right now. Boner time.
Wow, she's amazing.
Her tits look a little bit light, though. Very freckly.
A little deflated.
I like the freckly thing.
Yeah,
it's cute. I know, that's why I have the hot
and her like raspy voice. Like I love that. I love girls with like that.
Sounds like Lucille
Ball.
Really love the chick in the newer Spider-Man.
Wow,
the Mary Jane from the newer Spider-Man. What's her name? Emma something.
Emma.
Do you know who looks
Stone.
Terrible?
Emma Stone.
Naga, not gonna work here anymore.
Her sister looks awful.
Yeah. Really? Ooh.
She looks like a dude now.
Is she a redhead too?
Yeah, well, she used to be adorable. Now, yeah. Now
it's
awful.
Hit and miss with the redheads, dude.
Awful. No. Like, she's intentionally trying to look bad.
She just wants a straight heroin. She skipped the coke
has
with the heroin.
Be.
Yeah,
has to be. She just looks awful.
By the way, Lindsay Lohan's community service. She should be smiling.
She looks like Brutus
fun.
The Barber Beefcake with that fucking
wow.
Dan it.
Oh shit.
Dan it. We've been hanging and banging, brother.
We've been clipping
and bunging.
We've been clipping and snipping, brother.
Oh, dude, I would still stiff coke out of her ass.
Wow.
Wait, the barber?
No, fuck. He's a ticket vendor or something. Ticket collector in a subway in Connecticut or something. Ed Leslie. Yeah. Great music.
Oh, and then after this, play the Paperboy theme.
I can hear the echo, right?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, yeah, that's me. Hang on.
Whoops.
There you go.
What happened there?
He had picked us up from 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, go back to J-Daw. I want to see what he's doing.
He's doing nothing. He's like souping up his car right now.
She was at the TLC Women's Shelter. Like the band?
Who?
Lindsay Lohan. Lisa, not Bruce Beefcake.
Lisa Death Eye Lopez.
Giving away haircuts.
Yeah.
The Women's Shelter.
He
New
just
York
sniffs
City.
Out a chunk and then he just shows the crowd. All right, next.
It just throws it in the air. wearing a little black dress that revealed part of her purple bra, the 28-year-old couldn't help but get a little dirty.
Ooh.
While she cut tree branches and planted flowers.
Oh, yeah. Fucking cum on her face.
Dude, you know the person taking this picture too out of trouble.
I got one as we speak.
Yep.
Can you see it?
No, we can't. And not even with a magnifying glass.
She should have to like do this in like the fucking, you know, like the garb that they wear when they work on the side of the road. Like she should have like a fucking fluorescent vest on and shit.
Like
she
a
just
convict?
Looks like. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what she is.
Yeah.
She is.
But she's hot. So
you know what else,
matter.
Too? If we put a magnifying glass up to Steve's naked body, he would burn his pickle with the light reflection before we'd actually see it.
Okay.
Just going to throw that
good
out
one.
There.
Okay.
Whoops. All right, we're going to skip that joke because it was bombed.
Oh, sorry. I can't hang on to long jokes.
What the fuck? Changes the record.
Sweet.
Yeah, but she still looks pretty good.
Well, her recent work also included trips to a children's center.
Mm.
I don't know. Is that like a scared straight thing?
I want to tell you kids about drugs or alcohol.
I want to tell you kids about
it's like your mom
cocaine.
I find it interesting how Steve said she still looks good. It's not, she just happens to look good right now because
she didn't
the
look
next
that
time
bad there.
The next time you see her, she could be disaster.
I don't know.
Can you do a side by side with her and Emma Stone?
She's also not like 200 pounds yet or anything like that. You
know, I don't
like,
know if she ever will be.
She probably won't, which is what's great about cocaine, but. Even if she's off it, like
well,
she still
ain't helping
like,
you, Jack.
She doesn't.
Well, that's what I'm saying with her with the cocaine. You can tell how much cocaine she's doing by the size of her breasts.
See, the thing is, I'm not hungry for like 2 days, and then 2 days later, I eat everything I say. So it's the difference.
You know how good those thumb gloves up the butt would feel?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, dude, I'd let her fucking snip my briar patch.
What is that?
Oh, that is okay. Emma Stone and Lindsay yeah. Lohan side
ooh.
By side.
Yeah,
they look like they could be sisters.
Yeah, definitely. They look like they both need my penis.
No, they could. If like one would look more like the mother. Yeah, I could see it. Yeah.
Sisters or cousins, absolutely.
I think Emma Stone ultimately is hotter.
Either way, am
it
I
says,
right?
You need to see it's Lindy Lohan, not Lindsay.
Linday.
Linday.
But
that's not close.
Wow, Linday looks just like
you know. You know what? Like honestly, by the time I was like in my 20s, I realized it's not how the girl looks; it's how. What she's willing to do.
Exactly.
Wow. So, like, that's why, like, Hugh Grant, like, wasn't banging Liz Hurley. He went and got, like, a black crack whore because she probably gave a killer head. Whereas
right.
Elizabeth Hurley probably didn't even suck dick. So
right.
You go, oh, well, why would he do that? Well, because he wants to fucking not polish the right way.
The
you know, come
right
on, bitch.
Way.
I think bitches should fucking learn that when, like, they're, like, 17.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I don't know why
seven,
like, nine steak. Tenths of my friends are like this. They're okay with
nine
minors.
Tenths.
Dude, you are nobody to talk.
What?
You are nobody to talk. Do we want to go down a list of what you've been with?
Oh no.
And what you've
whoops
done?
Whoopsie daisy.
Yeah, we don't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, anyway, Lindy, John Lindy Lohan,
Linday. and of course they had to find a picture of her from like I don't know 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, well, duh. They're both hot, and I'm kind of want to watch porn.
You like
as
Emma
speak.
Better?
Yep. Emma's pretty hot.
Yeah. She's really hot as a blonde.
Whoops.
Really hot as a doggy style.
Hot as a woman.
As a human.
Well, yeah, a lot better than fucking trannies you've been picking up, huh?
She'd be even hotter if she was a deer. Am I right, Steve?
Yeah.
Or a five-hole doll.
Shit. Five-hole goes south.
Joseph, you don't know that? Steve used to bang his five-hole doll when he was a kid.
Yeah, five-hole goes south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five-hole goes down on the fucking stick. The magic stick.
Yeah. And Steve used to go down on Matt.
Yeah, right. Never once.
Good one. Good.
Good one.
Good one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I want to dip it in this. Apparently, it's
I'm telling you, it's good. I dipped an Oreo in my bourbon before. It was delicious.
Delicious.
One Oreo, one bourbon, one beer.
One beer. One double stuff.
Two beers.
One bourbon.
Three beers. Chicken sandwich. Ribeye. Tater tots.
Wow.
French fries.
And more.
We're going to Ohio. We're going to California.
Will that complete your order?
Fucking Howard Dean.
Yeah.
People literally didn't vote for that guy because he made a weird scream.
He was passionate.
Yeah, but they'd rather have, you know, Barack Obama.
Yeah, that guy.
Lying black sack of shit.
Whoa!
Like any sack of shit would be any other
white
color.
To
non-U.S. citizen, I should say.
Wow. Mama June from, what was that fucking?
Mama Bag?
Honey Boo Boo. Honey Boo Boo Mama.
Is she dead?
She is,
pregnant?
She's getting a lap band surgery.
Oh, gosh. She's going to
get lap dance
she's going to get Chris Christie in a minute.
Whoa. Chris Crispy. Wow.
She looks like fucking, she's going to get the governor.
Chris Krispy Kreme.
That's what I call him.
Really? So she's going to be getting the lap band surgery. Can you imagine the extra skin on that woman?
Yeah, can you imagine how
the
hot
mom
she's
from,
be?
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
They're probably going to make ShopRite hamburgers.
I
want to
do her in a honey doo-doo afterwards.
Oh, dude. And did you ever see her husband? He's like 100 pounds.
That happens.
That poor man.
And his name is Sugar Bear.
In real life?
That's what they awesome. Call him. That's his nickname.
Sugar Bear, you're still out there?
Yeah. There's got to be another way. There's got to be a law abiding.
Sugar Bear's still out there.
Fuck you on my business.
Can't get enough of that Mama June.
Looks like somebody's ex-wife.
No.
Somebody I know's former wife.
It's like, my God, why does she have a rescue?
You know what? She don't look bad in the third
Stop
row.
Stop it.
Third row down.
Stop it.
Third row down.
Those are like the
one. Again.
Those are like the worst.
She don't look bad.
That's when Steve farts right
she
there.
She is abominable. Huh? Oh. Huh?
She literally might be the Yeti. Like, she might be.
That's a face that she made when the Matt grabbed the third dog.
Oh. Wait, what? Like,
when you grabbed the third dog.
The third dog, because she wanted it.
Look. The fourth one in on the top
right,
row there.
Come on.
She don't look bad.
This?
Look.
She is repulsive.
Look how good she looks.
No. Nope.
She's a lovely lady.
Oh, my God. She has literally four necks. She has four necks.
Yeah, not just chins, full-on necks.
Yeah, like an actual neck.
She's a fucking necrophilia.
How many sugars do you think she gets
in
her coffee?
Look at those lungs. And why is she wearing socks on the beach?
What are those?
Because she can't get them off. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at her arms.
That's like a full male tube sock just on her toes.
Dude, look at her arms, dude. It's like a
24-inch python.
It's like an Under Armour shirt of fat on her arms, dude. That is fucking disgusting.
You know what? There'd never be another shark attack again if one ate her.
Dawson, go find some fat girls in the game and run over.
And what would she do with that orange buoy thing? That thing would sink in a minute.
That's just, oh, man.
Yeah, the mass displacement there is
I
want to
lick her
not.
Pink buoy thing.
Oh, my God. Dude, she is.
Dude, does she have knees?
Somewhere in there.
It's encased in fat.
It's called Pillsbury. That's her fucking knees right there.
Oh, she
there
looks good in that blue shirt down.
Oh, ooh, God,
no.
Look at that.
No, she does not look good ever at all, ever, under any circumstance. I'd rather be gay than fuck that fat bitch.
Is that her husband?
That's
Gerald.
I don't know if that's him. I don't know who else it would be.
That can't be him.
No, I don't think it's him. I've seen him on the like commercials.
Look at those flapjacks she's got. What? Oh my, this is like nightmare stuff right here.
Oh.
Wow. She's a juggalo. She's a juggalo, dude. I love it.
What was that one's name with the dirty socks?
Oh, Choco.
Choco.
Maybe she's the original Choco. Oh my god.
Oh. Yeah. So sorry, we're just oh my god, they're shaving her.
What?
Oh
no.
Whoa.
Oh my god. So we went from Lindsay Lohan to this.
Oh, Steve. Whoa. Steve, you like those freckles?
Oh. Are they freckles or skin tags?
You like those freckles, Steve?
Why is she wearing those socks again?
They're like diabetic socks.
Does she have toes?
She doesn't take them off. Thank God.
Those are like her knees.
What the hell are diabetic socks?
Those are those high socks that have like compression.
No, yeah, compression socks. Socks for like
circulation.
Yeah.
You might want to try getting a pair of those.
I can't believe you never heard of them. They're like dress sock.
Matt, they sell them in like food stores. Too.
Matt's good at like height and guessing and weight and all that stuff.
Oh boy!
If she jumped in the pool, or even if she went in slowly,
water displacement?
Is the water going over the
how
top?
How many cubic feet of water?
That's
is
what I was just
gonna
say. Her displacement.
So you can see right there that is a 6 foot pool.
If she jumps in,
I mean, there's only about 4 or 5 inches to the
top. Water level will. Will exceed the top.
I'm going to put this out here. I've banged some pigs in my life. Now, Steve, you got head from a girl that looked not unlike that.
Comparable.
Yes. Well, the answer is yes. I'd do it again.
Although, in your defense, you did deny her going upstairs.
You know what's crazy? She could knob you off with her elbow pit.
I don't even know. It's like Mega Man or something. Look at her arms.
She does look
elbow
like
pit.
She does look like a boss from Mega Man. I will say
she
that.
Looks like a deflated Hulk Hogan.
No one defeats the blob.
Nothing moves the blob.
I've never seen her roll on top of the knee.
And it needs to be stated that she has a couple kids, as far as I know. So that means that guy fucked her more than
and
once.
You know what's crazier? She's healthier than any of us except Dawson.
No, she's not. She's from the South and she's mega fat.
Mega.
So she's on like the Paula Deen
Giga
diet.
Giga fat.
What's with that 10, too? Was that saying 10 meters?
No, that's 1.8 meters at 6 feet.
Oh.
She looks like, did you ever play Borderlands, Dawson?
What about her Borderlands?
There's a character named Ellie.
I'd like to go south of her border.
If you look up Borderlands Ellie.
Smells like the low tide.
Oh.
That's what she looks like.
No.
Oh, my God.
You know what? That thing's kind of hot, too.
That thing.
Oh, no.
Look at the heart tattoo.
Yeah.
She's got a black
So
heart,
those playing
nope,
along.
That's just a stain.
The past 10 minutes, we've just been looking at pictures of Mama June.
What's her name?
This is
Mama
June.
June versus fucking Bebop.
And this is Ellie.
Bring up Sugar Bear. I want to see Sugar Bear.
Speaking of Bebop, they just cast Bebop for the next Ninja Turtles
movie. I heard.
Oh, another Michael Bay thing, though.
It's going to be great.
Horrendous.
Yeah. I hope that guy dies.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Yes.
Oh, Photo Bucket's still a site. Wow.
Yes, it's actually very popular.
That was that was Sugar Bear.
Oh, that was him.
The old guy?
Yeah. Okay, I remember him being like a little skinnier.
Anybody's skinny compared to
her. Yeah, but he's still got like the double neck thing, too.
He kind of looks like he could be like
look at that mess.
Oh, my God, how many are there?
I know, that's like 4 of them.
He looks like he could be
and they get progressively fatter.
Yeah. And he looks thrilled.
I know.
He's like, this is what I've done.
Yeah, the one to the far left in the pink is the only one I would fuck.
Sorry, America.
But I got news for you. The one on the left in a year or probably right now is going to look like the one in the middle.
Yeah.
And then eventually the one on the right.
That's why
and eventually
like,
Mama June.
You got to bang them while they're young before they get.
That guy is sitting there.
Look at him. He's actually crying in this picture.
Yeah, he's like, my sperm went in that and made this.
Look how miserable he is.
He never looks happy ever.
No. Why would you?
Well, nobody told him to fuck that fat bitch.
Well, you don't know that.
Oh, look at that. He just got a whiff of her. He's got his tongue sticking out.
Matt says we don't know that. Like, he was contracted.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mama June's about to eat
Slater.
Slater.
Not Slater.
No, she doesn't eat lean beef like that.
Oh, my God.
All right, who would you rather?
Dude, I'd probably jerk Mario off.
Mario.
He looks like a cross between the Road Dogg and Morgan Spurlock.
Do yes, that he she does.
Yo, she's sucking.
Or Louis C.K. Throw him in there.
She was sucking a pimple off his chin.
Popeye.
Matt, I think you got it dead on. He is totally Morgan Spurlock.
Dude, Spurlock, Louis C.K., and Road Dogg.
Yeah.
Road Dogg.
Pretty soon.
Are we sure he's not Morgan Spurlock?
No. This could be like one of his new experiments.
His side acts, yeah.
He probably wishes he was Robin Williams.
Can you look up
Supersize
Mama June
my wife?
Plus nude, please?
No. I'm not going to do that.
Mama June plus 6 black guys? Type it and see what comes up.
Been there, hump that.
Plus. How about Honey Boo Boo and 3 black guys? I could do. I'll watch that.
All right.
Wait a minute. What?
She's only like 12. Whoa. Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, she can bleed. She's good.
We are kicked off Twitch.
I'm making a statement. Nature right, made that statement.
Let's cut back to the game here real quick. Dawson just knocked off.
And he's in like
a,
the Polish
a giant
fucking
sphere off the
Caucasus
top of
mountains.
Some like lemon shack in the middle of the mountains. And it's just like a bowling ball rolling down the hill.
Bro, I did this in real life back in Poland. Oh, yes! My God. Is that her?
No, what happened?
Was that her?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that was
awesome. That wasn't I hope that was real.
That was awesome.
No, it was not.
It was definitely not her because the pubic hair was brown.
Nobody saw that. So.
No, forget it. Never mind.
Oh, that was awesome.
I'm glad that you had that in your log.
He just had that like fired up on his laptop.
Yeah.
The Liberator.
It's time for the percolator.
Now, somebody did offer Mama June, I think, $1 million to be in a porno. One of these.
I'm sorry. No, they offered her $1 million to never do.
No, to be. Right?
She had to eat hobos.
Like Vivid Video was like, dude, don't ever get naked. We will pay you.
Yeah, you will ruin the
industry.
It
was Vivid.
Oh, that's the only porn entertainment left.
Dude, it would crash the internet like Kim Kardashian's ass.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Would you watch it?
June? No.
Yes. $1 million.
Dude, I just totally guessed it was Vivid and I was right.
Yeah, that would happen.
I just totally guessed that.
Because it's the only porn in
the business.
No, there's
not. There's a fucking ton of them. Vivid's just the biggest one. It could have been fucking Reality Kings. Could have been Bang Bros.
And they wanted Sugar Bear to be involved as well.
I like how she says, I have more respect for myself and my kids and my family. Have you ever seen a second of that show?
Yeah, it's horrible.
And how ridiculous it is? There's no respect involved. So she's a fat, lying piece of shit.
And what a pathetic amount, $1 million.
I know.
Well, dude, she lives in the backwoods of Georgia. You know what that's like?
Yeah,
that's
but she's
like $20 million.
She's a celebrity.
Yeah, not anymore. That show's done.
Well,
so.
Good. Good. I'm glad it's done, and it's gross.
And they probably spent all the money on fucking food.
Well, pretty soon you're going to be wishing you'd see her in a porno because she's going to look terrific after her lap band
Did
surgery.
Did you hear what Derek just said? He said she's going to look terrific.
It's going to be Governor Christie. That's her.
I bet you she does.
We have seen.
I want her to fuck him on the bridge.
Enormous,
I want her to fuck on the bridge.
Collapses.
An enormous blob getting skinny does not necessarily result.
Dude, Christie looks good.
I hope that in a year, you're eating your words.
I will say.
I hope in a year I'm going to be eating her.
No. Whoa.
Can't even say it.
I will say she probably will wind up looking like Kesha.
Oh my God. She's hot.
Kesha is like a 20 pound fucking bag of shit in a 15 pound bag.
I love it.
In the chat, B Chaps, he's bugging me.
What does he want?
He wants to know if Matt can name all 18 of Ed Leslie's gimmicks.
Oh, I thought he was going to say like all 18.
I can name probably five.
Duggar babies.
Doug and Beef.
All right, he did Brutus Beefcake, Booty Man, Zodiac. Those are three.
That's three.
That's the only three I know, actually. So I'm out.
I mean, he was just Brutus Beefcake.
He was the renegade.
No, he definitely wasn't.
He was the fake Diesel.
He was the fake Undertaker.
He was Tommy Dreamer.
He was Miss Elizabeth.
You got the Zodiac in there, right?
Zodiac, Booty Man, and
Brother Brutai.
Oh, yeah, when he went to NWO, he was a different gimmick, right?
Brother the Butcher.
That's right. So when he went to NWO, he had a totally different gimmick.
He couldn't be called the Barber.
So that's four.
And you got the Booty Man, right?
Booty Man, Zodiac, Brutus Beefcake, WWF, that we know and love.
Who's he friends with that he gotten into that NWO
Hogan.
Shit? Oh,
really? He was buddies with Hogan.
Oh, yeah, he's best buds.
Yeah. They're hanging and banging, bro.
It was always a rumor that they were brothers.
And there was a rumor recently that they're gay.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Like together?
So
or just in
the rumor was so strong that my mother actually asked me.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there's a whole bunch on here.
Wait, was a rumor that they were gay together or just
he
gay?
Had, he also was like.
That's every wrestler.
He used the Boulder gimmick. Like anybody who's gotten to the business because of Hogan, they used the Boulder or like Golden. Did he use Golden?
Wasn't he also the Clipmaster at one point?
What does it say? I can't.
Oh right, Dizzy Hogan.
I don't
forgot.
Remember that.
He tagged with Hogan early on. It was Hulk and Dizzy Hogan.
Wow. Oh, the man with no name. I remember that.
Never heard of that. Wow.
Eddie
Hogan,
Hogan
the Mariner.
Mariner. No. Ed Boulder. There you go.
Yeah. The Butcher.
The Disciple.
Clipmaster, Disciple.
Oh right. That's it. I forgot about that one too.
Yep.
Brute Force.
Come on. God. The Booty Man.
Baron Beefcake.
Baron Beefcake. His career was Baron. That's
yeah.
Why.
Fucking Lord Count Von Erich Beefcake.
What is that?
Get the fuck out of here.
What does that say? The ticket vendor?
Oh, what? Shit. That's what he is.
No, what does that say? The clip maker? What is that?
What are you reading?
He had a name.
Dude, it's so I can't read it. It's like,
what?
There you go.
That's diabetes kicking.
The clip master. What is that?
What?
Because he's a hair cutter? Oh, like the clip master? That's terrible. That
the man bad. With no name. The Mariner?
We got quite a few of these.
The Mariner? Are you serious?
I don't
serious?
Remember that one.
Brother Rutai, remember that, right? That's what we were talking about.
So to answer you, B-Shaps, no, we can't.
We got about half of
and
them.
And the fact that yeah. B-Shaps can means he's got way too much.
No, he had a video of all of them.
Oh.
But it's like 6 minutes long.
See, I love how it says build height and build weight, which goes to show that it's not yeah, what he, yeah. not what he really
not,
was.
He's not 6'4".
No.
Six, 2.5.
Yeah, tops.
If.
I've seen his wiener.
Okay.
Yikes.
And he looks like John Lithgow now.
Oh, shit, I was trying to think of who he
absolutely
looks like.
Does.
Yeah. Not necessarily in that picture. Well, kind of.
Maybe like a Dusty Rhodes kind of.
Matt, I smell that from here.
Oh, Matt is gross.
I'm glad those are my
that's
Coca-Cola
not all
bumps.
You can no, smell hot if you really came
and
over
hot
here.
Dog and yeah. hot dogs.
Yeah,
fucking. Steve's like, oh, really? Can you?
Great F Circus.
You're wait, just that say, with the burp? That's it. The caption is Leslie in 2009 with his tears.
No, no, that's a Shears.
Oh, so wait, he can be Lex Luthor.
Shears. It's awful tattoos.
Wasn't that who that was?
Acting.
Wasn't that Lex Luthor?
What, Bruce Beefcake?
No.
What?
John Lithgow?
Yeah.
No.
What the fuck was his name?
What?
Steve don't know.
I don't
watch any good movies.
Oh, Gene
Superman?
Hackman.
Gene Hackman,
that's right.
No. John Lithgow did Harry and the Hendersons up. And Third Rock from the Sun.
I will eat your face!
He did Harry and the Hendersons and... Oh, yeah, Third Rock from the Sun.
Third Rock from the Sun was on for like ever, so it was
no, I know. It's just all he did.
Harry and the Hendersons like. Was pretty terrible, though.
No, that movie was awesome.
What is that, California?
No.
Yeah, what are we looking at? Yeah, it's the islands, eh?
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Oh, Trey Ratcliffe, eh?
Get off my property, darky.
I see you, Roddy. I see you, Roddy, in there. No, I don't, because he's dead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Man, you don't see me.
I just brought up a dead dog, by the way.
And a blind dead dog.
Yeah. And a blind one.
Roddy's dead.
I see Roddy. He doesn't see me.
Oh, no. Roddy Wonder.
I remember I always couldn't. I
Roddy
had to,
Charles.
I had to bite my tongue every time when Roddy would just stare out the door blind.
We miss Roddy.
You bite
was,
your tongue. You were like, look at him. He thinks he sees stuff.
Maybe he still sees shadows.
Yeah. You're terrible making fun of a dead dog, you scumbag.
I love that dog.
No, you didn't. You made fun of it.
You would sleep with him.
I would.
Yeah, you treat him like your five-year-old
doll.
He slept
over my house. I woke up and
him
yeah,
you treat him like his five-year-old
yeah,
doll.
I was trying to
he
cut a hole
it.
In his legs.
Yeah.
No, you fucking put it in his
that's why he's
doggy.
Blind from Steve jacking Roddy, in his face.
Roddy, I'm just going to put cotton up your butthole
yeah.
so you can feel like my five-year-old.
Hey, Dawson, are you getting your chicks to come listen to this garbage?
He has not. He's lying.
No.
No, but he's
I saw you posted it.
He's a power bottle.
But he
you.
Did all you could.
But he's power-eating them fucking Oreos. I'm asking to be so
dude, dip him in bourbon. It's really good.
I posted this video on my personal
no, he doesn't.
What video?
Facebook. It's called English is Such a Beautiful Language. Mm. And it's two Scottish guys. One of them is up on the roof, I guess, trying to get down.
Yeah.
And the other one is videotaping him and telling him what to do to get down. And he, like, freaks out on him because he's, like, I guess, scared up there. And see if you can pick up some of what he's saying.
Right, don't put too much weight on it, right?
Where the fuck am I meant to put my weight? Right, I can't put my weight in the roof, it's dead fat, I can't hold on to it. What am I meant to do, right? Oh, you're not doing what for 5 minutes? You're fucking wanking. Don't
I'm not fucking wanking.
What the fuck are you talking about? I can't put my weight on the fucking the roof, I can't put my weight in the car, where's it meant to go?
Dude, I love it. I literally love Irish and Scottish people talking.
Where's
I can
it
listen
meant
to it all
go?
Day.
Yes.
Snatch. All I picked up was fucking Wankster.
No, Wankstain.
Wankstain?
Oh, is that what it is?
He did a jerk-off motion?
Oh, okay.
You're fucking Wankstain.
Oh, dude, it's so great.
A Wankstain.
They have such great names like Tosser and Wanker. Yeah. Like, that's English more, but I'm sure they use it too.
I cannot put my weight there, and I cannot put my weight there. Where is it meant to go? I love it.
Seriously, fucking great.
Ugh.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoops. And then there was... Okay, one more. There was these two Scottish girls who were videotaping themselves.
They
were about to sing a song. No, they were like really small. So no.
Okay.
Because we're not pedophiles.
So it was Prussian blue and they were hot.
That's all my other friends' things.
And their mother, as they're recording a video, their mother barges in the room.
And?
I'm going to sing Charlotte by Charlotte or Rebecca G. Then.
Why does she sound like she's 45 years old?
And don't forget all the trouble we got into.
Why does somebody not know how to flush the toilet after they've had a shit?
A shit?
Well, it was fucking money, yes. Disgusting.
And she leaves.
That was me at Matt's grandma's house.
Right.
Because I didn't flush.
That's right. Right. And I got blamed for it.
No,
first.
I flushed, just didn't go down. Were they English or Scottish?
That was Scottish. It was total Scottish.
Don't forget all the trouble we got into.
Why does somebody not know how to flush the toilet after they've had a shit?
That's not me.
Well, it was fucking money, yes.
Wow.
Disgusting.
You sure that was an audio? That was an audio from you growing up as a kid.
Well, no, when he was
like,
born,
like you at like 3 years old.
When he was born, that was the nurse talking.
Oh,
to his mom.
Oh, you're getting trouble here. Deborah, he's disgusting.
That's the funny thing about like England. Like the further south you go, the harder their accents get, and then like it like kind of like.
Got that?
It like goes over into like England or Ireland and Scotland. You know what I mean? Like it's like interchangeable almost.
You're a piss drunk cock.
And then they did it in slow motion for some reason.
Why?
I don't know.
It's Vader time! Oh, hi! It's Vader time!
Disgusting!
Matt, do you play this game or no?
Sometimes.
Oh, cool.
What game is that? Oh, GTA?
GTA.
Yeah.
Steve
is like obsessed.
Not me. No, I just
watched. Really? Steve is the one who's talking about it.
Actually, I do want to play it like really bad.
Yeah, because it's fun.
Oh yeah. No, I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last fun. One I got. Was...
I'm kind of blown away by the graphics. Really,
it's ridiculous.
And this isn't even the best.
This
graphics.
This is a PS4. If you see on the computer, full fucking graphics.
What about Xbox One?
Blown away by
Same.
The PC.
Wait, which one's better?
Like Genesis or Super Nintendo?
But which one's better?
PC is
these
amazing.
Two? At Xbox and PlayStation, which one's better? Are they same?
I would say PS4 has probably got a little...
PS4 has an edge.
Yeah, the hardware is a little better.
Yeah.
Not by much. You're not going to notice.
Not by much.
It's in the bag.
But the PC version is unreal. We have it like a tweaked out version on Dawson's Creed. He's doing 3 monitors. So if you're like driving in the cockpit mode, you can see on the sides of you and stuff. It's freaking awesome.
Oh, hey, you can see on the side of you and shite. I done fucking shite.
Oh, I
Dawson, why don't you pull over by them trees and take a shite?
It's fucking disgusting.
Hey,
they put it in the bottle.
Crap.
I got a fucking McDuck
Scrooge.
Do you
got to pay for PS4 yet or no? Like, you got to pay a yearly thing like Xbox Live or no?
What?
With nice.
PS4.
PS4, you got to pay to play online.
To play online.
Yeah, who gives a shite?
PS3, you don't.
Gotcha. Anyway.
You didn't feed Roddy. He's blind, you know. He can't see his food.
Jesus.
He can't.
Trying to keep the show alive here. But
yeah.
We're talking.
Grant thought I was just fucking derailing this right now.
We're just talking, though.
I'm not going to do it anymore.
You're just yelling.
You're just yelling in Scottish
the worst
tongue.
Scottish accent I've ever heard.
It's called comedy. I don't know. LTIC, it's called comedy, okay?
Yeah, last time I checked, you also don't know how to do a Japanese accent.
No, it's just Scooby-Doo. That's all you do.
Ruby Roo.
Ruby Roo. You want a fucking Japanese?
42 long.
Call fucking Vendo. I don't care.
Chinese Chinaman.
Mr. Fuji's the fucking Japanese guy.
Is he dead yet?
No.
Yes! It's in the bag!
It's in the bag!
Pay some black guy to say
that. Is
that
Chris Rock?
It's in the bag!
I don't know who it is.
It's in the
great.
Bag!
It's a fucking black animated.
It's in the bag, baby!
Checkers bag. Give me your wallet.
Your money's in the bag, baby.
It's
you gotta get the money off the pole, baby.
We're gonna riot.
We're gonna loot.
Fuck the police.
I know my rights.
Where's your money?
It's in my bag.
Gonna rape the white women.
Wow.
Wow.
So we've got a steady two viewers.
Gonna wear
right
a
now.
Bag.
I don't know if that's just Derek's logins on his computer, though.
What's that?
I said we've got a steady two viewers going.
One's me and one is the...
oh, my God. I got to piss so bad. I can't hold it.
The check.
Nice.
So no one's watching.
Max sick. 1-1-1-1.
Yeah, pretty much the same as every week.
That's it.
So this didn't work. It probably would have if it was like 1 or 2 in the morning.
Maybe.
Maybe we should
A lot of my friends are watching the Canadian tournament right now anyway.
Well, Dawson, if you ever play on Twitch, we're competing with that. Put us on in the background.
Makes sense.
I actually did sit there like an idiot and watch you on Twitch once.
Did you?
Yeah.
You were a loser.
Well, it was when GTA 5 first came out, and you posted it, a link, and I'm like, all right, I'll watch it.
Well, me, Matt, and Anthony at work will play it.
Probably, yeah.
One of us three.
Yeah.
Can you play together in the same game?
Online you can, I guess.
Yeah. Like you can help each other shoot people and stuff?
Yeah, you can do stuff like that,
then
right?
You can reenact that bank robbery from like 10 years ago?
What?
You know, when they use the armor and shit. You know what I'm talking about? I think it was California.
I don't know.
You're thinking of Batman.
No, I'm thinking of the real life bank robbery, and they were shooting back at the cops, and they had like the automatic weapons and armor on.
Yeah, that was Batman.
No.
That was Dark Knight Returns.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Then they got the dirt bikes and stuff.
Yeah.
That was a stock.
So,
that was a stock exchange.
Harry Shearer.
Don't know who that
is.
Guy.
Leaving The Simpsons.
And why, you ask?
He's going to the family.
Did
guy?
We get an official why?
The reason why I heard is that he... Okay, first off, the dude does... Now, not knocking him or anything, because he's been part of like one of the biggest franchises the last 25 years, longest running, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he gets paid a hefty ransom to do, you know, 90 sure. minutes of work a week. Something to the tune of $7 million, something like that.
Wait, a year?
Yeah. Now, The Simpsons is worth many billions of dollars. It's ridiculous. It's insane how much money this thing is worth. Now, basically, everybody on the series who's been voicing these characters for all these years, they want a piece of The Simpsons. They want to go ahead and do other things, and they want like a permanent piece, like a percentage. Some people are saying, give everybody on the show 1%. That would be an enormous amount of money. Enormous. But
it's in the bag.
They don't want to do it, so he's gonna leave.
Who's that?
And then one of their
Harry Shearer,
one of their head producers, is leaving too.
They don't have enough money.
Now he does many voices on the show of some of the more popular characters.
Ned Flanders, Principal Skinner, Mr. Burns, Smithers, Reverend Lovejoy, Lenny, Otto,
yeah,
Kang. I don't know what Kang is. Kent Brockman. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is just many.
These are not characters they could afford to lose.
Honestly,
so they're going to have to cast Derek and Phil.
Well, yeah. I was just going to say they're going to have to cast like fucking college students who
I can do Otto.
Spend their whole life trying to master.
I'll do it for
voices.
$50 an episode. I don't care.
Exactly.
I'll even cover airfare to get to California.
I will put myself in the hole just to get on the.
All right, so I'm going
to
break this story down in two words.
Jews.
Greedy Jews. Greedy Jews.
Jesus.
It's in the synagogue.
I don't mind you being I don't mind you being racist. Just don't be predictable.
Sorry.
Okay.
I was going to say something I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So, yeah. I don't know.
But apparently, they're not killing off his characters. Mm-hmm. As they did Mrs. Krabappel, when the lady who did her voice, and thankfully only her voice, died. They're going to replace them.
Yeah,
I got to be honest. Simpsons just stop. It's over.
Well, the big news was Simpsons got renewed for 2 more years, and everyone was just like, oh, my God, why?
Yeah.
Like,
Sam Simon, is that the guy that died? Was it Sam Simon?
Yeah.
The guy with cancer?
Oh, right.
That passed away? He was like the beginning.
He is the official creator.
Like him and Groening,
yeah.
Groening were the creators.
Yeah.
So at this point, it's kind of like, all right, it's been like 25 years. Just stop. It's over. Like, I don't know. The Simpsons was great and funny and edgy for its time. But once things like South Park came along, it kind of changed the landscape of comedy for cartoons.
And make no mistake about it, The Simpsons has changed as
They try to keep up, but it doesn't feel like The Simpsons anymore.
Though. Yeah, exactly.
I've tried watching it, and it's fucking horrendous.
Yeah, it's very.
And they have some classic fucking shit that was hilarious. But, like, it's just...
I don't need Mr. Burns to be talking about fucking Democrats and Republicans. I don't need that.
It seems so, like, forced, I guess.
Contrived, yeah.
Yeah, contrived, forced. It just doesn't seem natural anymore, where they were naturally hilarious and very... You had to, like, kind of get the joke. And the Family Guy kind of...
Yeah, because
kinda,
it was bigger picture
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but Family Guy came
like
along and...
Still.
Family Guy sucks, number one, as far as I'm concerned, because it's just... It's the same jokes over
Not
and over.
Not all of it, but...
And they do a lot of, like, really inside, but, like, way too inside. Whereas Simpsons was,
that,
like,
that's
inside,
the point,
but,
though. They don't, yeah. they don't give a shit that you think it's too inside.
I know, but I do because I don't always get it.
Who
and
cares?
That's part of the point.
They're not making it for you.
Well, who are they making it for, then? Black people?
That was not predictable.
No. Well, where's that coming?
Well, then who are they making it for? Who do you think Seth MacFarlane's main audience is? Fucking young white men like me.
But you're not into half the shit that they do on that show.
Yeah, well, a lot of guys my age are. I just might not be the one.
Exactly. So you're just not going to watch the show.
Oh, well, then fuck it. I'll watch Aqua Teen.
Yeah, I do find I do tend it. To find that people like Dawson Jade, like 45, 47 years old, they're the ones that...
He just bumped up another 2 years.
That they're the ones that the target more. Now, like the 40-year-old men.
One of the things that they're saying about this is that, like, there have been many cartoons that have... moved on without voice actors. Like, you know, Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, and they're not good.
And it just became horrendous.
What do you mean,
like even like Kermit
like,
the Frog.
Yeah, like Muppets, no. Just
after
stop.
Jim
that was
Henson
not
died.
That was once not
it, wait, good. Derek, you can do Kermit, right?
Yeah, I do it all right.
Let's
go,
hear it.
Go see it.
All right. How you doing? My name is Kermit the Frog. It's not easy being Green McMahon.
He's Jesse McKermit.
That sounds just like him.
Honestly,
that was really good. Out.
I understand people got
to
get paid.
Get a phone call tomorrow.
I get it. Yeah. People got to get paid and shit. But like when Jim Henson died, the fucking Muppets died with him. When Mel Blanc died, Bugs Bunny died with him. That's as far as I'm concerned.
Didn't Bugs Bunny?
It's a rainbow connection, Marilla.
Didn't Bugs Bunny used to be as racist as Steve?
He actually was rather jingoistic, if I may say so.
Oh shit, okay,
I'm jingoistic.
I'm gonna bust that word out, and I know Steve don't know what it means.
Yeah, it has something to do with hating the blacks.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I picked it up from context. Yeah.
Anytime you have a cartoon where he's like yes. beating up Hitler, it's fucking gay. But
why? Why is it gay?
Because Hitler.
Wait,
because
Bugs
cool.
Bunny kicked his ass.
Yeah,
because it's like stupid. It's just it's a cartoon. Number one, it shouldn't be
he's
making
Bugs Bunny
socio-
not fucking Wolverine
political comments.
Oh yeah. Shit!
Yeah, he's not fucking Magneto.
He ain't me. You know, Captain America.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, him.
yeah, him.
Some stuff just let it just die. Like it had a great run. Just let it go. But like,
but there's certain things they should bring back, like the Dukes of Hazzard.
No, they shouldn't.
No,
leave
why?
It.
They did.
Be. Because
they
it
did
was,
bring it back, and it was awful. It was
they brought it back with Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm talking about the actual
Duke. They're 65 years old. You want to see Daisy Duke and her Daisy Duke? She can look like fucking Mama June.
But I'm, yeah, okay. Right.
She could
possibly look that good.
Look her up. Look her up right now, dude. She looks like shit.
Is she even still alive?
But dude,
I believe so.
Bo and Luke Duke are in the new commercials, and they look like they could still do the show.
They are both still alive. Boss Hogg is dead. Yeah. Roscoe P. Coltrane is dead. Waylon Jennings, who narrated, is dead.
I'm pretty sure that
but
the dog
John
is,
Schneider.
I'm sure Roscoe's dog is dead, too.
And the other dude are still alive, and I'm pretty sure Daisy Duke, her name's Catherine something, are still alive. And I literally
Catherine
would be,
Bach.
Yeah, that's it. Nice German name. I used to get a boner watching that on the couch while my mom was cooking up dinner.
She knew she was a fucking Nazi bitch.
No, she was just hot.
I got one word for you. She was Jewish.
No, she wasn't.
The joke was that there was more.
There she is. There.
Ah, it's not bad, dude. I just,
oh, good.
Look
I wouldn't do that.
No, I don't know.
Dude, I would still bang her. Come on.
Wow, for the story?
I've done worse.
You know what would bang you is her fucking tits hitting your head.
They
she
would.
Takes
I like that. I like when they clap together. Just
they
don't
would.
Wake
look
them
at
up
that.
And, oh. Like, that's what I used to watch, and that's why I used to get horny.
We're looking at
she
her
She used to
in
be
her
better
prime.
Than... She's. That's her,
Daisy
in her
Duke
prime,
and her,
she was better than
and
Jessica
now she's
Simpson.
Prime rib.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's built like Star Jones.
Wow.
But
wow.
Back in the day, she was smoking.
Wow, it's actually a little bit of nip there.
Yeah.
Wait,
oh, yeah, look at
can
that areola.
Bigger?
Nah, you like them real big, right? Like pancakes? That's more like a silver dollar.
I like flapjacks.
He likes the big ones.
I like the ones that look
like
they were like,
and he also likes the long nipples, which is disgusting.
He likes the niploticus.
The long nipples disgusting.
No, it's not.
I don't want like an alien finger coming at me while I'm licking it.
Yeah, you guys have something to chew on.
Right, yes. I prefer gnaw.
Gnaw.
Yeah, like her and her Daisy Dukes there, that one all at the end. I mean, that's ridiculous. Like hot. Not so
oh,
much.
No.
Kind of looks like
I like nipples that are like you know, like a broken pencil. Like a pencil right in half. Like Ticonderoga nipples.
Wow.
But dude, some of these old pictures, dude.
They're
on.
Not. She's not terrible, bro.
Yeah, even at like 65, she's not that bad.
How old is she? 61.
Probably 61.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Wow, she's only a couple years older than Brutus the Barber
Beefcake. But my whole point is, going back to The Simpsons, is that a lot of these cartoons, they weren't really known for, aside from Kermit, because everyone kind of knew that Jim Henson was Kermit, but they weren't really known for...
I got to admit, I could have told you Jim Henson was Kermit. I can't tell you who does whose voice on The Simpsons.
I know, I can tell most of them.
And I know Seth MacFarlane does most of The Family Guy.
Yeah.
It's because he's talented. Mm.
I think it's more because he's an egotistical prick.
All his voices
prick.
Sound exactly the same.
Because he's an egotistical one-trick pony.
He's still fucking funny.
He's one-trick pony, dude.
He's funny. His movie was a fucking flop, but he's funny.
I didn't think it was that bad.
The Western?
Yeah.
I didn't even
what
see
movie
it
was
that bad.
Yeah, well, it was no,
why are you acting like...
Hey, it was
no
Big Money Rustlers.
Common Attractions.
It was no Big Money Rustlers, but... Hey.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true. It wasn't, actually. Nowhere near it. But The Coming Attractions is the whole point. It's supposed to draw you in.
Yeah.
And it didn't. It cast me out.
Well... I'm not even going to say it.
What?
Nothing.
Were you going to insult me?
No. Absolutely not.
It's in the bag.
You're my best fucking friend, dude.
Dude?
That's right. He can't read.
Purple butterfly.
Right. In the house.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he is a very... Because he's been doing it for so long.
Are you parachuting?
Are you going to do this for a while? I'll advertise it.
Maybe.
What are you doing?
Give us a good, like, 20 minutes of skydiving.
Wait, how do you do that? You can go up?
It's a code.
How do you escalate?
Well, he just hit a wall, so he's dead.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah, he just died.
Is this on your personal one?
What's going on?
I don't even know.
I see him skydiving. Ooh. I guess I'm behind because I just saw him go on the wall.
What happened?
I just saw him hit the wall. Is that my way behind?
You should be like 10 seconds.
So what
behind.
Else should they bring back?
Bring back?
Right.
Jim Crow.
Well, they're bringing... they can bring
back Knight Rider.
They're bringing back Full House.
Yeah.
I know. Why? Just stop.
That's awesome.
Just stop.
No, that's another one that deserves to come back.
No, it doesn't.
They could bring that show back in a completely different way.
Yeah. First of all, I'd bang the daughter, Stephanie.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Stamos.
Yeah, well, all right.
He almost would. He was thinking he goes to the right side nod. Yeah.
So what they're actually going to do is they're going to have like a reunion show.
Because Dave Coulier needs money.
Yeah. Well, they're going to do a reunion show as the first episode, like a 2-hour special on Netflix with everybody in it. And then it's going to go off and it's going to be, I think, Kimmy Gibbler and I guess maybe...
Candace Cameron.
They're going to be like the new Full House with their kids.
And they're going to be like a Sex in the City kind of thing, probably.
Yeah. I'm getting like odd.
Like Girl Meets World kind of bombed, though.
Did it? I didn't
see
any of it.
Yeah,
because
it's stupid. Come up with your own ideas. Stop rehashing everything.
It is a new idea.
No, well, it's not.
They're bringing or have already brought Mr. Feeney in already.
I thought he was dead.
To save it. No,
he's like 75. Alive. Just stop.
Does he still sound like Kit?
I hope so. I mean, I don't think he'll ever lose that voice unless he's like using a voice box thing.
It'd
like
be funny if
Stephen
was,
Hawking.
When he introduced him, if he was
special
like
poetry slam thing. I fight vampires.
I like making werewolf movies.
All right, I'm going to admit this. Oh my God. I mean, you guys probably won't care at this point because you're not...
Okay.
Nothing shocks you about me
okay.
anymore. But I got to admit, the episode where Kit got fucked up by the other Kit in that battering ram thing, I cried.
I definitely have cried at things like that. I cried at Godzilla 1985 when they tricked him into the volcano. I cried.
I cried when Optimus Prime died.
Absolutely, and who wouldn't? Where's Megatron with our Coke? I mean, seriously.
The like, most dragged out death scene in probably movie history.
Yeah, because guess what? When you're a kid, that's like you're a hero. Like, you're like, oh, your dad's dead. Like, ah, whatever. But like, Optimus Prime's dead. Oh no, you know.
You got your kid, first off, you got them like watching the fucking heart monitor or whatever it would be, the fucking Matrix monitor, and they're like crying. They're all crying, and then you got this small child who's pleading with him not to die, and he's all like crumbling and. Barely can speak, and then he fucking turns gray. And if that's not enough, his head fucking tilts to the side. Like, now you know he's dead. He's dead.
It's a fucking truck, and he's like, vital signs.
What else have you cried? What have you cried at?
My girl.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. Okay.
Was that the guy from the Ladybugs?
No. Bees.
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
The bees, right? Yeah, the allergic to bees?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
He went. She got in a fight with him, and he went out to find her mood ring that she lost. And he got attacked by bees, and he was allergic, and he died.
That was Anna Klumsky.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the only thing you cried at?
No.
What else have you cried at?
No. Oh, I don't know. I cry all the time.
I do. Now I do. Yeah.
I cry.
You know I am emotional now. I think it's like because of like fatherhood or something.
I get emotional when I watch old wrestling.
What?
Sure.
You know what? Another weirdest, most saddest thing I've like teared up at?
His face hurts. And where is his glasses? He can't see without his glasses.
That part is ridiculous.
Put his glasses on. Put on his glasses.
Is this glasses? His glasses.
He was going to be an acrobat.
He's gone, sweetheart. He's gone.
He's gone, sweetheart. I'm Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd comes in and just shuts it
he
down.
He's
like going to
work for Western Pest Control.
Fucking Zelensky.
California.
I gotta admit, I teared up in Step Brothers at the end with the whole fucking.
When he was singing? When he was singing that Italian opera thing?
Oh
my God, I love that.
Specifically when the brother was flying the kite and he was like, yeah, you did it.
Like, you did it, Derek. You did it.
Did you ever see. What the hell was it? I don't think it was the first one, Analyze This. I think it was Analyze That.
I never see either.
Yeah, honestly, never watched it.
Never watched them? I know.
That's something I probably should have seen. I never did.
Well, there was. The whole thing was. Who was that? Not. Wasn't
De Niro?
Was it De Niro?
It was De Niro and Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
And, who should have been Robin Williams?
Right.
Because Billy Crystal is an untalented Jew.
Okay.
Sorry.
New.
Brian.
New.
Actually, you know what? That City Slickers movie was good, by the way.
So no, right. No. Anyway.
What was the cow's name? It was like, I got up and milked the cow. Like, the cow's name is Melvin. I'm going to go wash my hands.
Yeah, John Lovitz is funny.
Yeah.
Billy Crystal.
John Lovitz is great.
He's
fucking genius, by the way.
But there's a whole scene in there where De Niro, he's going through therapy and everything because he's having all these weird emotions. And you just see him crying on the edge of a bed watching TV. And it's like a Merrill Lynch commercial. And he's just, like, sobbing like an asshole. And I'm like, that's funny. But now, like, I get like that. Like, if I see, like, a commercial... Mm. That like hits me a certain way, like I'll start getting like choked up, like a faggot.
Yeah,
Wait, must be something getting older and you're sort
I'm
of
older.
Your defenses come
I'm a
down
dad.
A little bit.
I don't know what it is. I'll cry anything nostalgic for fucking get about it.
Wrestling.
McDonald's had a commercial
with the chicken nuggets.
You cried about McDonald's.
No,
no,
it was
with
all
the 20 piece with the nuggets. Dan.
No,
I'm like it's so beautiful. No, it
Do
was.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because life sucks so much now.
Yeah,
that's
part
that
of it
when
too.
You think about how things were then. It
Absolutely.
Makes you like, my God, things
Absolutely.
Are so much better.
Probably, like,
fatherhood definitely adds it. Adds
and
to
then,
that.
Like, then you contemplate suicide.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Oh,
then,
I'm hanging.
Wow.
Probably this Holy year I'm going to hang myself in my garage, so.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, I already
let As long as I
know.
Get your motorcycle.
Can we Twitch that?
You're not going to ride it. I'm giving it to somebody else. I was deciding on what to give you. I was thinking maybe, like, my computer or something.
I'm not going to give my motorcycle.
Yeah, you're not going to ride it. You couldn't reach the handlebars anyway.
I'm in a modified.
Wow.
I'll make it look like Optimus Prime. Yeah.
I'll make it look like Rick
Matt's going to have to move the back seat to the front for his belly.
Oh, come on.
Or the front seat to the back.
Yeah. Well, you might need like 100 more horsepower to get him moving.
But anyway, when you do this, can we Twitch it? Can we do the show
you
in
can,
the garage?
You can come over and film it if you want.
Right.
Like as I'm swinging.
You guys want to do an Aristocrats episode with Steve Kills and someone?
Yeah, in the garage because there's just like one beam that I looked at.
No,
like,
no, before you
good.
Do it.
We can just hang
no,
the microphones
I,
from
I,
Steve.
No, I don't... I don't want to be live streamed suicide. I
no,
want to be like,
we want to commentate.
I'd be dead already. You
no.
could just do it around my body.
No. I want to be like, all right, Steve, you ready to jump? And I want to hear you in the background go, yeah, go ahead.
You don't want to hear that. It's not a good sound.
I can't find the commercial I was thinking of, but it was a McDonald's commercial where they were just showing all stuff from like our childhood.
Yeah.
Like our childhood, like late 80s, early 90s stuff.
Like toys like the, and Robobot pancake.
Yeah, I only saw it once, and I saw it, and I was just like, oh.
I know. When they talk about McRib, I get choked up. I'm not going to lie.
That's because you probably know you're eating hope.
Oh, my God. I would, dude, bring her back. Bring her back.
Woof.
That was like five callbacks in one,
I
right?
know. Dude, bring her back because I need that ass.
Right, you saw what I did there. Sometimes you got to go deep with my jokes.
Dude. That was a callback to the show and our personal lives.
Yes.
Right.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God.
Can we talk about my suicide, please?
the inevitable.
I've got this all planned out already.
Holy shit.
You guys, yeah, you guys can do it. I'll let you know before.
You know what's going to be crazy is Steve's going to get all excited about the day he's going to kill himself, and he's going to get killed on his motorcycle the day before that.
Dude.
Oh, fuck.
I was going to kill myself tomorrow.
Whatever, this dude.
Sucks.
I'd actually rather somebody did it for me, but hey.
So what about your suicide? Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of time.
We'll delve into that next week.
We'll delve into that on Thursday, our next show. Thank you for hanging out with us. If you're watching in either the Twitch room or the live room, stay tuned for the next episode.
Maybe you should kill yourself.
Okay. Aristocratsradio.com. We're still going to be posting the Aristo Bits, which is sort of a best of over the last decade of the show.
Yeah. They'll get better when years. I'm involved.
Well, they'll be mostly
actually,
me.
I'm up to your episodes.
They'll be mostly me.
With you and Pat?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So maybe I'll put you singing karaoke on there.
Garth Brooks?
Yeah.
Nice.
Blame it all on my roots. Shoot up in boots. We will see you on Thursday, unless you're listening live, in which case, stay tuned.
It's in the bag.
It's in the bag.